An administrative law judge says Southern Illinois University Carbondale acted illegally during contract negotiations back in 2011 and owes nearly $2 million in back pay to faculty and staff. The Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board issued the order in early July, about 3 years after the three SIUC employee unions and the Illinois Education Association filed the complaint. Jeff Williams has this report.
The 56-page ruling outlines a number of areas where Administrative Law Judge Colleen Harvey says the SIUC administration bargaining team failed to bargain in good faith and illegally pushed the unions to the point of an impasse. Much of the complaint centers on the 4 mandatory furlough days the administration required. Negotiations on new contracts with SIUC's 3 unions are currently getting underway. SIUC Faculty Association President Rachel Stocking says she hopes the decision underlines the responsibilities on both sides in the upcoming and current negotiations.
I really do hope that having this sort of outline of the process of bad faith bargaining, and it's the decision is very detailed about how it played out, that people will take that and see that good faith bargaining, on the other hand, can have a productive outcome.
SIUC has 21 days to appeal the order. IEA officials say that while the university is expected to appeal the ruling, the amount owed the employees will continue to grow due to interest costs. I'm Jeff Williams.